For some members of the Bath Kidwind team and their team of coaches, this story has been about 4 years in the making. They returned home in the wee hours of last Saturday morning from Chicago as national champions. Their turbine generated over 3 times as much electricity as their closest competition and even burned a hole in the carpet of the Chicago Convention Center. I asked some members of the team what they thought contributed to their victory.
I'm Tyler Thompson, and the things that got us to Chicago for me was teamwork and cooperation.
My name is Austin Dean, and I say that hard work and teamwork and our coaches got us to Chicago.
I'm Clay Sharp, and the 3 things that I believe got us to Chicago is our teamwork, our community, and our hard work.
I'm Matthew McCune, and I believe that what got us to Chicago was teamwork, dedication, and time put forward to our project.
I'm Jacob McComb, and I believe what got us to Chicago was teamwork, dedication, and our coaches.
The high school coaches are Ed Ozels, Joey Altizer, Larry Grubbs, and Kayla Jordan. Charles Offer, a BCHS junior and one of the veteran team members, wasn't present for this interview, but has 2 younger brothers participating on the middle school team who also made the trip. The countless hours of work designing and constructing and testing the winning Redwood Express took place many evenings and weekends too. When I asked them what it felt like when the judges announced first place, the group took turns replying.
It didn't really hit me until later on that night and the next morning that we were national champions.
It was pretty great. I mean, it was the best feeling, I think, to bring something back that's never been done in Bath County before.
I was very excited to know that we were national champions.
It was more of a relief that we finally got what we sort of deserved and that we were national champions.
I was really glad. It just really hit me hard.
I also wanted to know what they had liked about Chicago in addition to the National Wind Energy Association convention and Kid Wind competition. Like most teenagers, they said,
good food.
The food.
And they enjoyed seeing a Chicago Cubs game very much, too. Several middle schoolers are the next generation of Bath County Wind technicians, and they stopped by the high school carpentry shop to talk a little about their experience, too.
I'm Peyton Almadova.
I'm Cameron Lowry.
I'm Cooper Lowry.
Hi, I'm Allie Frabe.
I'm Matt Harrell.
Peyton shared a thought on the difference it makes when older students work with the younger students.
It was very good for us because they gave us pointers a lot of the time. They helped us work on our turbine. They let us use the shop. And that was only our 2nd year, and we couldn't have made it without them.
For a complete list of names of all the participating students and coaches, please see this story on AlleghenyMountainRadio.org, and stay tuned for a conclusion when a couple of the coaches remember Chicago 2018. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.